There's none can express your great happiness. The like was ne'er seen since the days of Queen Bess. A nation enslaved and justice outbraved, to be thus redeemed and gallantly saved by an orange. Oh, who can declare a thing that's so rare, to be thus delivered from lion and bear? Was the like ever seen, that both king and queen and the counterfeit prince too should thus lose their screen by an orange? The guns in the tower have desperate power to fright all the city in less than an hour. But though powder and shot be cursedly hot, it may yet be cool. Pray, why may it not with an orange? The king was so bold to march through the cold, though he was so weak, so crazy and old, to carry his train to Salisbury Plain. But soon was he frightened to turn back again by an orange. Our terrible guns and Catholic sons did march with their bullets in barrels and tons. But as people say, they kept holiday till most of their keepers were frightened away by an orange. Our queen in a fit did storm up her wit to fight with as many as she did think fit. But G and his N, with many a brave man, to cure her madness, will do what they can with an orange. What brave gallant tales of our Prince of Wales might easily be told if it were not for jails. But time may evince this wonderful prince may prove but a peasant if once he but mints of an orange. All which to prevent, our queen was content that he into France should straightway be sent, his birth to conceal and grandeur to steal, till he's sufficiently able to deal with an orange. Our Catholics rare do bid very fair to stand by the dead and his new-fashioned heir. Some say they do well, but yet who can tell? They all may sing backwards because they do smell of an orange. Our friars and devils and such kind of evils that pestered our nation has now got the snivels. Yet still they can croak and keep on their cloak, but thinking to swallow they meet with a choke from an orange. Our Irish dear joys and such Tory boys that lately disturbed all our nations with noise and gave out their votes for cutting of throats. There's nothing against them can make antidotes like an orange. Alas, what cursed fate brought Teague and his mate to be thus exposed to fury and hate? When they come to fight for young Tyler's right, they should be thus shamefully put to the flight by an orange. Alu Alagon, faith had we but known the tricks the damned English to us here have shown, we'd taken up our dwell in St. Patrick's well, so had we escaped this damnable smell of an orange. What scampering play do we see every day? What monstrous devices to run clear away? Our Jesuits now do both swear and vow they'd run far enough if they did but know how from an orange. Oh, the buck and the doe, with many knows who, the king and the queen and the counterfeit too, do strangely encroach by boat and by coach, as not being able to abide the approach of an orange. Now ye Protestants all, that so yourselves call, wherever you dwell, though it be at Whitehall, it doth you behoove your time to improve, and whilst 'tis in season, learn quickly to love a Dutch orange. For if you delay and trifle away your time that is given to working at play, you'll surely be crossed and dreadfully tossed, and sadly repent you so foolishly lost a brave orange. If you love your lives, religion, and wives, then turn out these hornets that lurk in your hives. Don't let dirt and mud run through your blood. For Protestant stomach, there's nothing so good as an orange. This bold Roman witch has been digging a ditch, and long time advancing with spur and with switch, till your fetters were fast and your hopes were even past. But Providence sent you a medicine at last in an orange. When you have got power, oh, do not devour your brethren as formerly every hour. But let's all agree to give liberty and bless God Almighty for setting us free by an orange.